What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Question for you, Greg.
I love it when you have a question ready to go. Right off. Some people who like corn tortillas. What do you got for me, Nick?
Do you ever think maybe I should keep a small mirror at my desk just to be able to get close up and see if there's any issues with the teeth or the nose or anything that's going on with the eyebrows situation? Because I just finished lunch and I thought to myself as the show was going, Kevin was like, you guys are ready to rock and roll. And I'm like, yeah, totally. And then I thought, maybe I have something in my teeth.
Maybe I am not ready to rock and roll. See, I know because you have a camera.
Yeah, but I can't.
What I do is I do the camera sometimes and I open the camera up big, click on yourself in Discord. But it's also that thing of like, you got to think about it. First off, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of people listen to this and have no idea what the fuck's happening.
Right.
Then you got clowns like Lexi G, Madeline Stanley watching live. They'd be ready to call you out on something if they saw it. But even on with the other people, they're watching their phones. They're doing something else. They're not looking at your teeth. I've definitely had stuff on my teeth before.
When I was a kid, or not kid, when I was in high school, I don't know where I got this from. I think it was like, do you remember like those little tiny circular mirrors that had a stick to them or whatever, and you could like look underneath things? Maybe it was a dental mirror. I think my uncle.
Yeah, I know those guys.
The dental mirror they put in your mouth to look behind the thing. And I remember taking one from my dentist's office and snapping off.
Whoa. Did you steal this from the dentist?
Well, my uncle was my dentist.
Nice. Okay. So then it was pretty much like in your head, you already owned everything there. It was Scarpino family property. You could take home the X-ray machine when you wanted to.
I mean, who the fuck else are you going to leave this shit to, right? Like, come on.
Leave it to?
Turns out he passed away. Didn't leave me anything. I digress. I'm like, I'm going to take this little tool. It was one of those disposable ones anyway. This one that you know, I was like, we have that.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it? Yeah, you can't reuse it.
I also took a lot of scalpels, just a tremendous amount of scalpels for no reason.
Wait, why does – I've never once noticed the dentist having scalpels.
They don't have scalpels. It was a dumb joke. I was trying to say like some other
– I was like, what the fuck is this guy cutting
Uncle off? Gino Scarpino's dental. They did a lot there.
I collected all the penicillin around the office too.
Boxing into just being a dentist office. All right, it could be anything over there.
Andy, the good thing about having all the penicillin is if people or how like a cough or whatever, you just stab them with penicillin, like you're cured, you walk away.
Yeah, exactly.
I snapped it off, and then I had this little circular mirror that I carried with me throughout high school because I was really worried that I would have something in my nose when I was talking to people.
So where did you keep the circular mirror you broke off of a dental tool?
In my pocket, in that, you know, the little pocket of your jeans that's for coins
throughout high school. Because when you said this, I thought, I'm thinking this 5-year-old, 7-year-old Nick Scarpino wants a little, I was going more spy crafty with it, that you'd want a little mirror, but you instead broke this off and put it in your pocket.
Remember in high school, we don't have phones. So I was like, if someone was talking to me, like if a girl came up to talk to me and I was like nervous about it, I'd be like, hold on.
What you do very casually reach in your little pocket and do this little like thing, like, she's like, what are you looking at? Nothing. I'm not looking at anything. Don't worry about what I'm doing.
But you see someone that you wanted to talk to come across like around the corner, and you reach in real quick, give a little look, and then put it back down, and then you're like, I'm confident, right? Because you don't want to be. You ever have that feeling when you're talking to someone, Andy, and you just the paranoia strikes? You're like, wait a minute, do I have something in my tooth? Then you're doing this constantly.
Something in my tooth, my one tooth.
It's more of a I can feel the thing that's there, and it's ever present, and it's mocking me, but it's kind of in the background there, you know.
But is it there, or is it like a phantom pain? Like you think it's there, so it becomes there.
That's a good point. See, like, I think so. What is the sort of, what are we doing whenever your friend does have something, and how close does the person have to be in order for you to kind of do the?
Oh, hey, I have a great story about this, but before then, let me introduce you to the Hispanic heartthrob Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globe trotting head shotting from Nitro. Now, damn it, fuck, goddamn, Nitro rifle from Twitch.tv's. Andy Cortez. I'm sorry, Andy. I feel like I had it on lock for a good 4 months, and then I'm starting to fall apart at the finish line of my life here.
You know, Greg,
written on my wall.
You know, right, Greg, rebranding the Globetrotten Headshot and Nitro Rifle from Twitch.tv. We can shorten the intro again. I've been this before.
We've talked about it before, and I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here, right? But it's that thing that, the Nitro Rifle, we're in such a great rhyming scheme, and then we throw in Nitro Rifle. Understandable, because, of course, it's, you know, your name. You have the shirt on right now, right? Like, it's like, that's how it's got to be. But I understand. It's just, it throws me off there at the end.
I had brought it up to Tim how, you know, how those, you'd watch an episode of Full House, and some of the shorter episodes would have the real long intro, and the ones that really had all the meaty content in there where Jesse, Uncle Jesse, murdered three guys and he has to hide the bodies. And the kid, the twins found him and like, oh, were there actually twins? Yeah, the twins. They're like, Uncle Jesse, you or Dad, you killed kids. So,
wait, were they twins?
Yeah, the boys. They were twins.
Oh, yeah. The boys.
Right?
Yeah. Just talking about Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, who played.
No, it was just one. That was one. They were.
That
all
was paying. One of them, right? Eventually, they introduced a second one, though. That's it.
But every once in a while, the meteor episodes, Greg would have just the shorter intro. Everywhere you look, and it would just. It wouldn't even do the doo ba da ba ba. It wouldn't. Greg, here's the thing: it would skip the doo ba da ba ba. It would go straight to everywhere you look.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so I think that we are at a point where, look, if we got a lot of stuff to talk about, the Globetrotting Headshot and Nitro Rifle. Bada bingo.
No, once I hit it perfectly for a year without screwing anything up, then I'll shorten it to that. All right.
But it's no.
Greg likes to challenge himself.
I do. Also, I want to be a better host. And that's one of the things I think that one of the reasons why it's hard for me to remember the Andy thing is because Andy's one of the few. Let me think. No, Andy's the only person who's ever come to me and been like, here, please, here's my introduction. Can you please do this? Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's really awesome. Everybody else I just give a nickname to and I roll with it the rest of my life. But you came in, you're like, I wanted to be this.
For the first like 20, 30 episodes of the show, me asking you not to refer to me as the producer / seducer. You're like, it's already in the old,
That's not how it was. You know what I mean? We knew who you really were. We understood. You were still trying to keep that veneer up of a professional after you left IGN. Or actually when you're still working at IGN. And then the audience came to know you. And then you became famous for saying butthole. So you I don't think our problem right now is producer slash news.
You know, when you get to the new world, you got to burn your ships so that everyone works harder.
Let's move away from this. Greg, he nailed it. Story, didn't you?
So here you go. You want to talk about teeth in your teeth. You know what I mean? And how well you need to know somebody, right? I've always gone by this, Andy Cortez, that if you see me with something in my teeth,
let me take notes.
Charlotte's okay.
This is a great thing because we're going to go to conventions again, and we've never had code words to describe these things. So I think it's important that we start building
just
the code
yell,
word
like
now.
Yell from the other side of the room. You got some shit in your mouth.
You know what, Greg? I can remember it. I don't.
For me, I don't care if I've known you as long as I've known Pope. I don't care if you're someone new in my life, like my unborn child here, all right? You know what I mean? If you see something in my teeth, I want you to tell me there's something in my teeth. Yeah. And that's something I give to everyone else. You know what I mean? That's the kind of I will give to you as just a human being. Those are the rules I want to live by. And the story I have goes, it's never been told on air because it's not really an embarrassing story for me, comes down to, if you remember, Nick, there was a little game called Metal Gear Solid 5 coming out. No, Parcheesi is a game.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 5. And after I had reviewed it, I played it for review, right? Mm-hmm. Remember, we had this very confusing conversation through a translator and through DMs and emails with Kojima. And it was basically like he was going to be down in LA. Did we want to come down in LA and do an interview? Mm-hmm. And we were all like, oh, my God, of course. What an outstanding opportunity for us. This is, you know, first year, kind of funny. We had the exclusives on Metal Gear before this. But obviously, Kojima and I are somewhat friends, not Jeff Keighley friends by any stretch of imagination.
No,
but I was like, yeah, of course we were. But the problem was, remember, Nick, you couldn't come. I forget what it was. So I couldn't, and it was, I think, we couldn't get anybody normal from Kind of Funny to come. I think Kevin was running the show, so he couldn't come. It was still when we were working on Spare Bedroom, all these different things. And so what happened is we went down there. We had our friend Anthony Cava. We hired him on a day pass or whatever to come over and shoot with us, right?
Right.
And so what it was going to be is that we were going to meet them at the Game Trailer studio when that was still a thing. Remember Game Trailers, Andy?
Oh my gosh,
whatever happened to those guys? You know
what a time.
Yeah, exactly. And YouTube. So we showed up there. What was that?
YouTube happened to them, remember?
We showed up there and we were waiting for the one and only Hideo Kojima to come through, and Hideo came through, and he came through the whole crew of people, including Brandon Jones, now of Easy Allies fame, formerly of Game Trailer fame, right? And so when he came in, I had, of course, known of Brandon. I had interacted maybe once or twice with him online kind of thing, but we weren't bros like we are now. Right. You know what I mean? Back then we were strangers for all intents and purposes.
You wouldn't massage each other like you do
exactly.
Now
right. I'd massage Brandon Jones. And a snake bites him, I'm going to suck the venom out. Don't worry. Yeah, I don't care where you get him.
It's weird you mentioned that because every time I meet Brandon Jones, I just turn my back to him and he starts rubbing my shoulders. It's kind of a crazy thing that we didn't even talk about it. It just started happening.
Once you're like, we're walking a line here and we should just keep powering through before we cross it. All right. Anyways, though, what had happened here is I met Brandon for the first time in person, and I was talking to Brandon, right? And he had been with Kojima for a while. He like, I don't know how much longer, but he'd been with him for a while. I don't know if he met him at the door and brought him, blah, blah, blah. And so I was shaking the hand. I'm talking to Brandon, and I noticed he had blueberry on his tooth.
Oh.
Like, he had blueberries for breakfast, and he had blueberry on his tooth. Ooh, and so what I did is...
You think a little preserve? You think a little compote?
No, I think it was just like a blueberry. Like,
what a mediocre berry to have. Not even a cucumber, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, God.
You missed a great one last week,
right? I didn't miss it at all. Jen and I were watching something on YouTube last night, and I'm like, this is what happens when I'm not there. Is this a berry, and it's a cucumber on the fucking thumbnail? I'm like, God damn it. This is what fucking happened. Anyways, Brandon's got a blueberry on his tooth, but it looks like a blueberry. You know what I mean? What it is a dark spot on his tooth. I'm like, okay, cool. And so then it was, I ran the check down in my head of like, here's what I think it's food. I could be wrong. Perhaps Brandon Jones has a weird tooth thing I don't know about. Mm-hmm. And by saying this, he's like, oh no, it's just how my teeth are. And I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But I ran through my head of like, if that was me and I had a weird tooth thing, and so I'd be like, oh no, it's just my tooth. Don't worry about it. I'm like, okay, thanks so much. And so that's what I did. And Brandon was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And he took the blueberry out of his tooth and everything was fine. You know what I mean? But here he is hanging out with the name amongst names, Hideo Kojima. You know, blueberry in his tooth. And did you know Kojima doesn't say anything about it. He's too polite, probably. I'm not. I'm Greg Miller. I'm very rude.
No, so real quick. I appreciate you being honest and respectful with a fellow compatriot.
Yeah.
But I guess I was going more for when you got a little boogie in the nose. Because that
tell me.
Because that to me is it's a little more personal.
Sure,
of
course.
It's a crevice inside of the nose, which is like a little more embarrassing, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's a stigma behind, there's a difference, clear difference between I got Brock in my teeth or I got a boogie in my nose. Or I got Brock in my nose. There's another low level.
That's
another level.
But it's that thing is, it happens to everybody. I remember another thing. I'll tell you another story, all right? I was at a fledgling.com before this called IGN. Mm-hmm. And a clown there by the name of Nick S. That's too obvious. And Scarpino, he got me involved with this talk show he wanted me to do up at noon, right? So this is back in the day when people actually tried on the show, and I'm not insulting the current Up at Noon. I'm insulting our last a year and a half of Up at Noon. Nobody cared anymore, and we just did whatever the fuck we wanted. Hey, but Kevin, this is the beginning.
Assets, Kevin, can you check assets?
This is the beginning where there were, you know, a million writers' rooms, a whole bunch of different stuff, all this stuff. We'd finish the shows. They'd edit the shows. We'd all go in and screen the shows together, Andy. We'd sit there. We'd all do it. And I remember one show we were screening, and it must have been maybe our third, fourth, fifth show. It was early in the run. And we started into the monologue, and everybody's making comments. And I got up, and I made them pause. And I was like, I enjoy working on this show with you, but does no one look at me while I host this? My tie was undone, and it was undone, but not undone purposely. Like, it wasn't tight enough so you see the top button. My hair was all akimbo. I'm like, someone back there while we're recording this is looking at a monitor, right? Like, I look like an idiot. I need help here. I clearly can't take care of myself. That's what I'm talking about. The attention to detail. I want to know if I have a boogie. I want to know if I don't look good.
I mean, sure. Yeah. I know you do. I know you do, Greg. Like, from now,
who doesn't? Do you not want, if you had a boogie and we're just hanging out, you and me are bumming around Six Flags like we always do. We're looking for that shady spot, trying to get some nice pizza,
last weekend was great, by the way, at Six Flags.
It was really fun, actually. I'm glad you went with me.
That's a great joke. You guys just said no.
You wouldn't want me to tell you got a boogie in your nose? Yes, what it is, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'd absolutely want to know. But here's my thing, though. Like, is it how do you let the person know? Is it a subtle thing? And if you're in different company, so when I first started at IGN, we were all like hanging out. One of my buddies had a term for it, which I hated, but he would just like mention it in casually, and you'd be like, oh, okay, he, like, oh, I'm gonna go check this, right? But it wasn't a good term, and I hated it, but I couldn't come up with something better. He called it a BC, a bugger check.
Yeah, that's good.
And
what about
always that? He was always like, if you know, if you ever see something on my nose, and we're in the company of other people, and you don't want to embarrass me, you just be like, hey, dog, BC, you know? And I'm like, that's not subtle at all.
Fuck, really?
Random. If I just said BC, wouldn't you be like, what is the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know who this man is. Is it Craig Baradon?
No.
Brendan Ayew?
Yes.
All right. There's only so many friends you have. That's such a brilliant way. Like, if he said BC to me, no, I wouldn't understand it. He'd explain it to me. I'm like, oh, that's brilliant. I love that idea. Because he's figured out a way not to say it. Because you are having that thing of, you're in a group. And that's the worst, is when you're in a group and somebody's got a boogie. Mm-hmm. And you're like, shit, I'm not, I would want to know. This is a human bodily function, right?
Right.
It's like when I pop a bony all the time and I'm like, Andy, make sure you tell me 100%. If you see me walking around with a bony. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Walk
and
so like, ah, bony, Greg. You got a fucking bony.
Sorry about that, guys. But if you're in a group, you're never sure how it is and how to play it. But you know everybody else is on the same page because then you have one of those standoffs, right? It's like, where you click around to everybody's eyes, right? Because everybody's having the moment of, shit, this guy's got a boogie and or a bony. How do we tell him about it? You know what I mean? Exactly. What do we do about it?
Correct.
And who's going to be the one who breaks it? And so if you were able to say, hey, anyways, yeah, that's great. And by the way, BC, it'd be better than, hey, you got a fucking booger.
I agree. I agree. And I think it's just one of those things where I'm like, you know me, I wish we could be a little bit more subtle about it. Because for some reason, the word booger just...
Booger's gross. That's a gross word.
It's a gross word. And so I think that was the point, right? We were trying to come up with the vernacular that would not elicit that ew response. Just be like, cool, I'll take care of it. So you're not embarrassed by it.
You got a stalactite in that cave.
You got a bat hanging from the cave.
Yeah. It's not, you know, people come to the Kinda Funny podcast for both our serious topics, our cutting edge humor, and everything else in, under the sun, right? It's rare, I feel, that the troglodytes in the live chat show us up, right? I want to give a round of applause to Nick Gallegos, who is on fire today in the chat, all right? First off, when we talked about old blueberry teeth, Brandon Jones, he said, and that's how they came up with Bluetooth. Which is a funny fucking, that's a witty fucking joke right there. And then Nick comes in and says, BC can be both boogie check and bony check. That's true. But I think it's actually confusing. You understand? Because then what? You're looking up, you're looking down, you don't know what it is.
Greg, how many times have you had a raging erection while you're picking your nose? You know what I mean?
I'd like to plead the fifth on this one. I don't want to get into my kinks. We're not going to kink shame right over here.
I would like to stay if for any reason you notice that I have a boner.
Get it out.
Sorry. It's hard. Don't mention it.
Don't call attention to it.
Yeah. For that, please let me know if I have a booger or something in my teeth.
Yeah.
But let's ignore the boner.
Okay.
That's where the line is for me. You know what I think
about probably far too often? It's on this. We're on the bony check still here, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I thought we'd move on to the next chapter.
You remember the movie Road Trip, right? That was the Tom Green one, Snake. Oh, yeah. Our friend. Okay. There's a great one where they visit that dude's grandfather, Tom Green's grandfather, or whatever. Remember, and he gets up and he's got a boner, and he's walking around. He holds their hands, and his wife, who's the rapping grandma from Wedding Singer, is like, "Whatever, Harold. Your boner." And he goes, "What do you want me to do? Cut it off?" That stuck with me. You know what I mean? You get up and you're like, "Oh, well, this is how it is. I can't do anything about it. Nature's doing its thing."
Weirdly, when you mentioned the Brandon Jones blueberry in the tooth,
it
reminded me of the scene. This is going to be a little bit of a pull. Do you remember Naked Gun?
Yeah.
The Naked Gun movies, Leslie Nielsen, just silly, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Naked Gun. Yeah, of course. Yeah, O.J. Simpson.
There's a scene in one of them where he goes, he talks to a character that you can't see his face. He's like that super tall guy.
Dude. Yeah.
He goes, "You got something right here." And the guy goes, no, the other side, boom. And it's like half a banana falls out onto the table.
Awesome.
That's what I thought when you said he's got a blueberry. I thought he was going to go like this and a whole blueberry.
Just like the skin of a blueberry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I stuck up in there.
To Kevin's point, I was like, well, this is why I just won't eat that many blueberries in my life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. On top of them just being so. Every morning we make yogurt for breakfast, right? And I always cut up a delicious goddamn Honeycrisp apple and I toss it in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I keep it slicing and eating myself while I'm getting it ready. And then Jen, I'm always like, "What do you want?" She's like, "I'll take the berries." I'm like, "Oh, here's some blueberry. Here's some raspberries."
If I'm reaching over for a berry, it's definitely a banana. You know, that's where the bar is for me.
You got to watch last week's episode if you want to get that joke, Big Cat.
Got to watch it.
That's a deep cut into one of the most epically stupid episodes of this podcast we've ever filmed.
We need not to be left alone.
Somebody in the chat was like, or in the comments was like, "I like this combo. I like the Andy, Kevin, Nick, Joey combo." And I was like, "Oh, I think this is once per year. We should bring
one and done."
Yeah.
I wanted to say earlier, I had an idea that would be interesting. Somehow Nick brought it up, but... No.
I had an idea. You know, Nick said something interesting for a change.
Nick had a good idea.
No, so but the idea of if we died, who would we leave what to? I think that could be fun.
Sure.
I think that could be fun. If we just
you want that to be the topic of the show?
Or one of the topics in the show. Like right now, if you
and if you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes three, best friends gather on this table, each coming to bullshit with each other about whatever it is they want to bullshit about. If you want to bullshit with us, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where, of course, you can write in with your own time. Oh, pumpkin cheesecake cookies.
What the hell are those?
Oh, yo, my God.
The farm, Pepperidge Farm.
Keep going, thing. Greg. Let me, I got
Oh, my, I got that one. I got a mouth water and water hole over here. You know what I mean? Of course, on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can write in to be part of the show. You can get the show ad-free. You can get it with the exclusive post show we do. And, of course, you could be watching it live, just like Madeline Stanley is, Joe Mertens, and the Lou R. Shout out to the live chat. I called them all troglodytes, expecting them to get riled up. Everybody's like, nah, we're fine. We know Greg's fucking around. It's fine. And I appreciate that. Of course, if you have no bucks to toss our way, no big deal. You can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, podcast services around the globe twice a week to get brand spanking new episodes of the show. Of course, you'd have to listen to the ads. Of course, you wouldn't get the exclusive post show, but you'd be able to take care of us without giving us $1. And speaking of the same thing, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to support us, but hey, you don't want to give us money directly, you can now use Kinda Funny's Epic Creator Code, Kinda Funny, all one word, on the Epic Game Store, on Fortnite, on Rocket League. No matter where you're playing a game, there's probably some way to take that code, apply it, and then part of your purchase goes to us. And that's great. And that's easy. And it's free money. And it doesn't matter. Right, Andy?
Yeah. It's so easy.
Housekeeping for you. Speaking of games, PS, I Love You and XOXO and the Kind of Funny Games cast are up already, and they are both huge episodes this week. PS, I Love You XOXO, of course, is our Kena Bridge of Spirits review, and then our games cast is none other than my hands-on preview of Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. Both are available now, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, podcast services around the globe. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Steve Powers, the Kind of Funny Destiny 2 PC Clan, the Kind of Funny Destiny 2 PC Clan. Today we're brought to you by HelloFresh, but before then we want an uplifting topic of, if we all died, what would we give to each other? Kevin, is that it? You want to, is there any more explanation to it?
Yeah, your significant other dies with you, so it's not like, oh my God.
So my whole family's wiped out. Yeah, no, me, it's Jen, the baby, Portillo.
You, Greg, plane, if you want, you could give the baby to someone.
No.
Well, Portillo's has to go to someone then.
No. We're all together. All right. The Miller family is done.
Perfect. They all.
It was one giant anaconda. Yeah. The father of all the snakes that have been out to get us. Turns out a giant anaconda is the father. But like, I'm talking giant, like blue whale size. Like, we didn't even know this thing existed.
So there's a chance we're still alive in its belly.
It's possible. Probably
we've
not.
Made a new life down there.
I would like to think the stomach acids. The stomach acids definitely did a number on y'all, but yeah. I do think that it would be one fell swoop. You're not getting munched on. It's not like grotesque. It's just like, boom. Just kind of, for audio listeners, I made my hand into like a claw,
like a sock puppet,
and then I went shoom, and I kind shroom. Of it's just like a little slurp. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. So, Kevin, for your hypothetical you've presented with us with, which I appreciate and enjoy, thank you very much, are we limiting it to like just one thing? Are we like, what's the one thing we mean so much to, we want to give it away?
It's up to you, but can I have your TV?
Kevin, just wants your TV.
Well, yeah, Kevin, you just have a TV.
That's Kevin, you have an OLED already. Yeah. Let me have the OLED.
Well, Andy, you can have my OLED. All right.
No bullshit.
What, you want an OLED? I can just give you an OLED. What's the problem?
I got dibs. I don't know. Like, this is the whole reason I brought this up, just in case something happens. I want to be ready.
I was like, that was a genie thing right there. That was, you know, you made your wish on that one. You're like, you already have an OLED, and so then he said, all right, I'll give you my OLED right there. You shouldn't care then, Andy.
Kevin,
I'm the wise Solomon, and I just told you to cut the kid in half.
I know we've been on this topic for a long time.
This has been going for a while.
I know we've been.
Are you trying to project out of this topic before we give anything away? Before I even do it?
No, I just want to take a quick little tangent because we've been going on and on for a while. Kev, how difficult would it be to mount a TV here in my room?
Oh my God, easy. You joking?
I just worry about the wall, the health of the wall.
Nah, but you got good drywall. You don't have to think about that. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Cool.
Back where to you want to mount it?
Let me know.
Honestly, here's what I want to do. I've got this huge kind of thing in mind where...
Say loft bed.
No, not the loft bed. So I want to put it where it used to be, which is against this wall instead of back here. I want to put it against here, but there's a little space where a mounting can go because, man, I really didn't think having a TV here in an awful location from my bed I didn't think that would cut into my TV time, and holy shit, I do not watch TV or do anything on my TV at all.
I was going to say, like, if you wanted to watch TV right now, what, you'd sit in your TV or sit in your chair and spin around?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing for interview, but the amount of times that I kind of just want to lay in bed like I used to, or just sit against the wall and watch. Go ahead, Greg.
Sorry, Greg Miller, kindoffunny.com. The chat is pointing out that it's well documented, of course, Andy hates audio listeners. And so Arturo182 does say, what is this wall for the audio listeners?
Damn, you're so right. You're so right. So for audio listeners,
maybe we should draw him a picture.
Yeah, I could do that. I've drawn out actually several diagrams of my bedroom in the past for people who want a better gauge exactly what's happening in
just
this
for the room. Audio listeners, I feel like, just to give them a visual on what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, sure. Right. Here we go. So what I'm working with right now is I have a doorway here in my room.
Mm-hmm. If you're an audio listener, Andy has turned his screen white, like it, where his picture pops up. He's turned it white and he's drawn a very small black line.
This is flipped, huh?
I can flip it again.
No. I got you.
It's a lot like Batman and Robin. Remember when Robin's like, oh, I have to do this the hard way. And Alicia Silverstone goes, men. And then she flips it around. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome movie.
I don't know.
Okay. The main doorway, and again, doorways are always
red.
Red. Okay. If you're an audio listener, he's drawn a red line and another red line.
Your room has two doors?
So check it out. It has one.
Oh, I see what he's doing.
It has one main door. But this is a doorway that has no door, Kevin. So I have, again, yellow. Green is always used for soundproof curtains. So I have soundproof curtains there, and I have a soundproof curtain on this door as well. So it's kind of like double protection.
I'm so confused.
No. So like you enter. So this is living room.
Sure.
Living room. Oh, it's off camera, but living room.
That's fine. To me, it makes sense. That's all.
Yeah. So entrance of my room is right here.
Got it.
And this is a doorway that has no door, but I have curtains there.
There's no door on your bedroom?
So it's just like closed off.
Oh, at one point, little corridor in between your rooms.
Yeah. Right here is just like this weird entrance.
Here's what I want you to do. Let's full stop. This is a funny bit in the beginning, and it's still funny, but now I'm actually invested. Can you just draw the room and then come back to the door? I'm lost on what this door is, or if you have a door to your bedroom, or if you're just farting and jerking off in there, and Barrett's walking by the back of a house kitchen.
No. I have a doorway. I have a doorway for sure.
We have a doorway.
Other
doorway lead.
Greg, what you're missing is he has a porthole in which he can go from the living room to his room. There is a way to do that.
That's the one he already has. We know that one.
All right. So door that goes out into the living room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a hallway right here. There's a wall.
Yeah.
There's a wall. And then the bathroom begins here. So there's like,
oh my god, I thought I was going fucking crazy.
I'm so confused.
I'm like, is Andy?
It's flipped.
Writing backward. What is happening? Why is he writing in gibberish?
Yeah,
is
this Beelzebub?
No, it's not flipped. I wrote wall.
Well, it's flipped for Nick, but for the stream, it's totally flipped away.
If you're watching the stream, it looks correct.
I'm throwing open the stream.
I got it now. So again, I'm hip to the job. I thought you were writing in fucking.
Can you move it over to the right a little bit? No, the other right.
Again, red are doors. You know what? I forgot the 2021 protocol where blue are doorways. So this is technically a doorway, but that's an actual door that blocks me out. Okay. So when I crank it, nobody's hearing it. When it's Christmas with the crank season, nobody's hearing it.
You don't think that occasionally Barrett walks by and just hears a little bit of this?
No. Because check it out. Again, this doorway, I have soundproof curtains going from the ceiling to the ground. Again, these San Francisco ceilings. San Francisco ceilings, we're talking like these are 30 feet tall, 30 feet high.
You got your own atmosphere in there. They're so tight.
Yeah.
You should get a loft bed.
I have another soundproof curtain on this door that does close, and this door swings this way, Greg.
Okay.
Swings
to open up.
Okay.
To open up, and it closes. But this little weird kind of nook, and I'll try to wrap this up for audio listeners. Sorry. I have snacks on all these shelves.
Okay.
There's a bunch of shelves right here. The room begins right here.
Okay.
This is the room.
Thank you.
You come in here, right? The way my room is set up is for audio listeners, I have my bed set up like this, right?
Yeah.
And I used to have my I have my bed set up on the eastern wall, and I used to have my TV on the...
Why did you go?
Andy, I think we've lost your connection. Andy,
oh no, you're muted. You're muted or something.
Andy, we lost your connection.
Can't hear you talking.
Well, we can't tell if we can't hear you talking. Okay,
no. Yeah. There you go. Better.
Oh, So TV is indicated by the purple. The TV used to be indicated. TV used to be right here, Greg. Okay. Opposite of my bed. My desk is right here, the northern wall.
Okay.
And now these directions may not be accurate for real life, but they're at. But I'm doing like as if my
Please draw us a compass. Thank you. This is what do they call it in Game of Thrones, Kevin? What was the thing called?
I don't know.
Real quick too, Nick Gaios continued to be very funny in chat. Says, "Is this to scale?"
This is to scale. Yeah, and this is the
that's a California king bed you got there. That's awesome.
This is the rooster that's always on top of the compasses.
The compasses, yeah.
It's always pointing north.
Weather vane. A weather vane.
Thank you.
The weather vane. Yeah. So the
it's shitting out an E.
The TV used to be across of the bed, and so what I would do often is I would sit in bed right here. Here's my head.
Sure.
That's my belly because I've gained some weight over quarantine. These are my crossed legs. This is
We're looking down at the top of your head.
Yeah.
I thought we were gonna look. You were like this on the
that's
bed.
That's my badass
like
hair.
Can you draw the raging erection too, or is that not
pillows? No,
don't get us. Where's the window? Oh, is it next to your bed?
Closet right here, by the way. The
closet between the desk and the TV or the old TV spot.
Between the desk and the old TV spot. Correct.
Now what's
correct,
yellow?
Correct.
Why are you?
That's the closet.
That's closet door. Keep up, Nick.
Red is the door.
No, color. Red is a door hole. I think door blue hole. Is the door.
No, so what is yellow?
I think you're right. Yellow is the sliding door.
Correct.
It's easy.
If you read the fucking memo,
obviously.
And then light blue is a window, Kevin, because it looks out into the sky.
Okay,
a window right here that is
the same
covered, double covered by curtains for sound purposes. And I have another window right here.
And that's the one where the AC connects to it, right?
Correct. The problem with the TV being here, though, Greg, is that the window is pretty much inaccessible. It is so hard for me to get back there because these goddamn windows weigh like 90 pounds and you got to fucking they're really, really annoying. So I moved the TV behind me, and the new TV placement is orange, and it's behind my desk. This is my computer, RTX 3080 in there. That's a graphics card.
Dude, that's really the best good graphics card in the company.
Monitors. No, Nick has a 3090.
I think Nick has that, yeah.
Those kind of, I played Gas Station Simulator on it for like 4 hours the other night.
I heard. That's really cool, man.
So, Kevin, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I hate the TV being here. I can't watch TV.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
What I want to have happen is there is a piece of wall right here in between the window and the closet.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a section of the wall, and I would love to have the TV like here to where if I want to open the window, swivel. Swivel.
Oh,
swivel.
Dude, get the telescopic arm on that TV so you can move it around.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, Greg. Access to the window is the most important thing because let me tell you, these past few days, the air conditioning unit working overtime. Let me tell you,
it's been hot. It's been hot.
It's right near the window, and it filters out all the air. You know?
Can I ask a dumb question?
There are no dumb questions.
There are lots of dumb questions, and we're going to get to those in a second.
What's
why not swap where the current TV is with the desk? Just swap them so that you can lay in bed the right way and look just straight ahead. That way, if there's other people on the bed as well, they can sit on the bed and watch TV and fall asleep to 30 Rock.
This uplift desk is too big.
Ah, so your desk is taking up too much space.
Well, yeah. So to scale, sorry for I was being inaccurate. The desk is about this wide.
Ah, okay.
So it would cover
so you'd
the closet.
Get a smaller desk. Yeah, that makes sense.
But aren't you already covering a lot of the closet with your setup now?
No. No, the closet is completely accessible, Kevin.
Do you have half the closet door? Obscured by the desk, or is
the door? It's just a doorway, and the closet goes deeper.
Andy, but hear me out for a second. If you get a loft bed,
he's
your
never gonna
desk,
get a loft bed. He's an
Nicholas,
adult human being,
Nicholas,
who wants
stop
to have
it.
Maybe other adult human beings there. And if they see a loft
very,
bed, they're gonna
they're
go.
Very strong.
You're a child.
First of all,
doing
this.
This
is
first off, no, and Kevin, I'm sorry. I need to ask you ride the bench for a second. Nick Scarpino, you think someone walks in to spend the night with Andy or hang out in his bedroom, and they're going to look around this room, and it's the loft bed that's going to make them think Andy's a child.
Oh, no.
Not the chibi figurines in the background.
No, 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 no,
Greg. Not the snacks he's hoarding in his room so that his roommates can't eat.
No, no. Greg, the room is the camel, okay?
Sure.
There's a camel.
Sure.
Okay. The loft bed is the straw that's about to break that camel's back. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, right now, the room is like, all right, it's okay. I understand what Andy's doing. This is his livelihood. You know, this is his set that he does for his job. Also, but he, and then you see the loft bed, and then you see, like, what's next? Hey, let me offer you matching pajamas to me. We're going to have a spend the night. What the fuck are you doing out there?
You don't think that means...
I like loft beds. I think loft beds are neat. And I also think this, that again, and this is, Andy, I want you to know, this is one nerd talking about one other nerd. So don't think I'm like throwing stones from my, you know, GQ Metropolitan house over here or some shit.
No, here's the
thing, Greg. What's the thing, the gala, the Met Gala? No, Andy, I'm going to need you to shut your dork mouth for a second. Sure, you think Andy's going to hit it off with someone? Invite them back to, like, is he hidden who he is? At no point has it come up that he talks about video games and streams them all the time. Like, they're going to be a cool, nerdy dork like us. They're going to come in and be like, oh, this is awesome. And the legs of this loft bed are lightsabers? That's rad.
they'd be the orange lightsabers. Like,
plug. Hell yeah, they would be, right?
But I have
to explain. When you turn on the lights to your room, they go,
yeah.
And then there's a thing that goes, Ray.
And obviously they'll go, oh, you know, she'll walk in and be like, oh, the red lightsabers, that's what the bad guys have. And I'll be like, no, these are actually orange, but the tinting has kind of fallen off. If you've heard of Plo Koon, he was in Jedi Power Battles, which is on a PS1 game. Really good game.
I just want to advise against the loft beds is all I'm saying. I'm just saying that might be a bridge too far when it comes to relations.
I mean,
with
Andy's
civilians.
Not for the loft bed, but all I was going to say is, Andy, imagine your bed is where it's at. You lift it up underneath your desk and streaming setup where your desk was. That's where we put the TV. Now you can see it from your bed, no problem. And then on the other side by the window, you put a little sofa, a little comfy chair.
All the square footage you would gain if suddenly you were hanging from the ceiling when you slept. It doesn't sound right when I say it like that, but you understand what I mean.
Here's my problem. Yeah, is that... when you live in a San Francisco bedroom, you got to take advantage of every nook and cranny you got. Under my bed is another closet. Like, I got a lot of shit in there, a lot of boxes and it's like, Kevin, trust me, if I could snap my fingers, magical genie walks in, magical genie murders Tim and all his family, right? And it's really, really, really sad. And they're like, the genie's like, what do you want of his that you could keep? I was like, I don't really need anything from him, but can you make me a wish? And the genie goes, yeah, sure, yeah.
To the set TV, you idiot.
And I go, here's what I want from you, magical genie. If you snap your fingers, can I send all of my belongings to, like, this void that exists in the nowhere that I can access it whenever?
You open up the magical, like, gate in reality. You walk in, it's just a walk-in closet.
Yes. But also... If I can snap my fingers and get a loft bed, honestly, I might, Kevin. But I just don't want to deal with the lead up to it. I don't want to deal with all of the setup and you coming in and being like, yeah, fuck it, that's the nail of this shit. And then after 7 hours, you're like, fuck, you know, these wooden planks are not doing this and that. I got to go. Home Depot's closed. So, like, tomorrow, I was like, fuck, or what am I going to do tonight? You know, like, all of the issues that kind of... Kevin, when I built this uplift desk, I thought I'd be dead done in 2 minutes. Holy shit.
That was on you.
It's like... 10:30 p.m. Andy, and I was like, I don't have proper lighting, and I don't know where this fucking lug nut is. You know what I mean?
I would have helped you. We would have gotten the hammock going. We'd be under there right now, just resting.
Also, the other problem with having the loft bed, right, to building it, is then you have to go out and get all those teddy bears to put on top of it as well.
Nick doesn't know what he's talking about, all right? Nick doesn't
listen
have
here.
His control of his own space. You just remember that.
Yeah, Nick's also speaking from Nick's speaking from quite the privileged position, all right? Nick fell in love, got married, and she pulled his life together and gave him a color palette to work with in this room and all this stuff,
There's an alternate reality where Nick's 41 years old and still a man child, and he's thinking loft bed, why not bunk bed? I can move in with Andy.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
So my problem is like, I have many problems, but the thing that, like, when I walk into Tim's bedroom, I'm like, this is so nice, and it's so simple and clean, and I don't know how is it How do you not just have shit all over the place like I do? And Gia. And do you think it's just Gia?
Yeah.
No, he also has a theater room, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Where his setup is.
Well, yeah, his shit's spread out, but the reason his bedroom isn't a disaster
so is Kevin,
because of Gia.
Yeah. Kevin, here's the thing. How long do you think we could hide from the landlord here that you are building a room on top of my current room? Like a full ass thing.
Like an addition to the house?
Yeah, in addition to the house that I could climb up fireman's pole.
God, wouldn't it be cool if you just open up the attic? Like, you guys never looked in there. You just look in there, and there's just a ton of space for you to put all the stuff under your bed.
Oh, that would be incredible. I don't even think we have an attic, honestly. That's, I think there's like...
See, what I'm saying, you don't know. You know what I mean? You don't know until you know.
No, but there's an empty fucking hole in my ceiling that sees out into the sky.
That's where the rats go.
What? It's the skylight.
No. There's actually like an empty hole in my ceiling leading into the hallway.
Kevin, I'm gonna need you to go check that hole for him.
Yeah, this sounds like something you should take a photo of and just send to us.
Empty hole right here being drawn out. If y'all are watching.
Oh, so there's like a little light where light passes. It's a window, right?
No, it's not a window.
I don't know what the hell.
Because what it is I can look up at the ceiling of my apartment. And see, I'll take a picture. I'll be right back.
If you want,
no, it's open space.
Could you think he could put shoes? He's got a little shelf. Is that what he's saying? I'm also, Greg, I'm super confused on his room. Like, him drawing this red square where it is right now blows my mind. That's like, I don't understand.
It's the usual. Oh, hold on. I was looking at the room. Well, that's the hallway. Yes, yeah, so that's the hallway outside of.
So, where's I don't know what the red square
space. It might be a crawl space or something like that where they can actually store.
I think it's just going to, he's going to take a photo and it's going to be like, you know, how. You know, the roof, like, there's just, like, it's like a tunnel up. It's like a tunnel up to, the glass, uh-oh. I guess. Yeah, it doesn't make
sense. He turned off his camera.
Well, he's probably going to share screen the photo he just took, I bet.
Oh, you think
that
so?
We know. I would think so. Here it comes.
Oh, he can add his.
Yeah, oh, look at this.
I knew it. There it is. Wow, okay, the connection so the is not shelf. Great.
Man, this is just like that Shudder horror movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's, wow, that is just a hole in the fucking roof.
What in the fuck?
Put that's your heat. There. That's your HVAC. That's your. Oh my god. Yeah,
that is not like a normal. I've never seen Andy's room. I've been in this house a couple of times.
Yeah, that's so
that's
a crawl space.
That's an attic. Yeah, that's a crawl space. Attic crawl space, right?
Wait, but what is that? Are there
that's
lights
exposed wiring
in there?
Right there? Yeah, that's a lot of exposed wiring.
Are there lights in there, or is that just outside?
That's the light from the outside. That's the light from the sky.
When it rains,
like there's like it's not, if it rains, the water doesn't come through those holes, does it?
Fuck.
What, you saying yes?
No. Those aren't lights. Those aren't. No, the water doesn't come down from the holes. That's the sun.
Did you remove the trap door that was there?
No, it's just been like that. I just figured that's where we go hide whenever people come looking for us.
Yeah, that's smart. That's Andy's panic room.
It looks like what I was saying is, like, I bet you there was a crawl space above you. And it looks like, yes, there is a big crawl space above you. You should take a gander in there and see if, because, like, you put a little boars down, and suddenly you have a giant closet above you.
Sure.
Think about it.
You could. Yeah, that's true. Good point. You could put particle board up there and then store shit up there.
OSB.
Yeah.
You know, a 4 foot.
It's also supposed to have a little door, by the way, that you can pull down.
I bet you the door is somewhere up there. Someone removed it, slid it over. You know how you just lift those up, slide it over.
Yeah, because they got tired of going in and out. They just took it off and threw it up there.
Real quick, bear here for some clarification.
Yeah, so the door used to be there, and then when we got internet installed when we first moved in, you put it somewhere.
I guarantee you, it's up there. So Andy's just had a hole, and this is in your room.
This is outside.
This is a hallway. This is a hallway.
Oh, the hallway.
Yeah, this is the hallway. So
it looks
so
like
how the ceiling, the light in my room used to work when I moved in, and now it does. It's like.
Do you guys have air conditioning in there?
No.
Why do you have an air filter then in the space?
They probably have a drop down heater, which is like really
heat. Oh, it's heat. It's for the heat.
Are there batteries in it?
Does it work at all?
I bet you open it up, no batteries.
Because you have an air filter up there that that you may have some sort of HVAC in there somehow.
Kevin, if it was batteries that was preventing us from having AC or heat, we would know.
No, well, it wouldn't be AC.
AC you're not going to get, but heat.
No, you'd have to have it. You'd have to have an air conditioner.
By the way, I got a Brooklyn and towels, matching Brooklyn and towels.
Oh, look at that.
Nice. Oh, that's nice.
This is the first time I've seen into this bathroom. This is like, give me a tour without revealing your address.
If you feel comfortable. If you feel comfortable.
This is where I took the photo when the sky was all orange one day.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Classic Andy Cortez content.
It's also where he takes a lot of poops.
Know your poster.
Nice.
And then
the bathroom's looking pretty clean.
Yeah. Hey, this is a clean bathroom for just a surprise inspection.
I walk in, Andy, we're on a date. I walk in, I see this, I'm like, I'm definitely
going
I'm
to second base late. For sure.
The only thing that's messy is the sink, because like I shaved this morning, but like I just put those away. It's easy.
Easy,
fresh and squeezy.
And then I had done some water picks earlier, but whatever.
This we're so fucking dumb. I love it.
Is this your own bathroom? Do you not share this with Barrett and Alyssa?
This is the bathroom that I would have shared with my old roommate who lives right here in this doorway.
Oh my god, open that door. Let me see in there.
Yeah, what's in there? You don't have to do that.
There's no roommate. It's an empty Lulu.
No, it's not empty.
They use it for storage.
It's a room for Andy and Alyssa, and it's a great. I have my guitar box in there.
Okay, so but if you open it up, like when you're in here just fucking letting it rip, you know what I mean? You ate too much Gordo's. You're in here like that person over there is just hearing it like loud and clear.
100%. Yeah. I used to hear my roommate bang all the time.
Mm-hmm. Bang in the bathroom?
Oh yeah, in the bathroom.
Oh no, you'd be in the bathroom. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Wait, yeah. I'm.
So is that when you were like, I gotta go take a poop?
I'm very curious about this hole. Let's take a peek one more time in there because it looks.
If I can make a recommendation, I would say get a chair or hear me out on this one, Kevin. We take Andy's camera phone, we put it on Lulu, we push Lulu up there, let Lulu
mess
up there.
Oh, she'll figure it out. You get a treat.
Do we push it?
Where do those holes go?
So I mean, it must be it's a pipe, and at the top of it, there's like a U-shaped piece of metal.
Yeah,
so it vents air.
Oh, that's crazy.
But how is it?
But that is the sky. So like, there could water could get in there, right?
I mean, they're made in a way so that, like, even if it rains and it's blowing, like, minimal water will go in. So it looks like there's two ceilings. So there's the original ceiling, and then this is a false ceiling they put down.
Yeah, it looks like that. Because they must have put the false ceiling down to put the HVAC.
Well, how great would it be right now? And I love Barrett, don't get me wrong, but if a hand came in and grabbed Barrett and pulled him off. You know what I mean? And what if this whole rambling nonsense podcast was a lead up to like this really produced horror movie we were making along with the audience?
Are we gonna put the camera in there or what's up, guys?
We gonna put the ads in there?
Yeah, I was going to actually do that. Before you go up there, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you about patreon.com/kindoffunny. Remember, on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can get the show with the post show. You could be watching us record this show live. And most importantly for right now, you can get the show ad-free. But guess what, Jack? You're not watching on patreon.com/kindoffunny. So here's a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Fall is always busy, but one thing that you can cut from your list is going to the grocery store, thanks to HelloFresh. HelloFresh has huge variety with 50 menu and market items to choose from every single week. They've got vegetarian meals for people like Paula Coelho. They've got calorie smart meals for people like, well, should be me, and even extra special gourmet options for people like Kevin Coelho. There's something for everyone to enjoy with recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Plus, the fall harvest is officially on with HelloFresh. They're rolling out seasonal recipes like pumpkin cinnamon rolls and Friendsgiving ready sides. Gia's been making a whole bunch of stuff. There was the sausage penne. Oh my God. It was great. So fantastic. You can go to HelloFresh.com/morning14 and use code morning14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's up to 14 free meals, including free shipping at HelloFresh.com/morning14 with code morning14. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. And also shout out to MeUndies. It's fall, y'all. Replace that hydration station with pumpkin spice lattes and go out of your way to step on crunchy leaves because the coziest time of year has arrived. And I love being cozy with my MeUndies. I always am talking about it. I'm wearing the MeUndies shirt right now. Of course, I got the lounge pants. Of course, I got the socks. And would it be MeUndies without the undies themselves? No, it would not. They are the softest undies I've ever worn. I refuse to wear any other undies at this point. That's been the case for years, and it's never going to change. I simply love my MeUndies. You are not going to be able to stop lounging. There's so many different options. You've been warned. Here is your warning, everybody. They're available in sizes extra small through 4XL in a variety of classic colors, iconic prints. MeUndies has your back at your butt all fall long. MeUndies is offering 15% off and free shipping for first-time purchasers. And if you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. MeUndies.com/morning.
All right, we are back. We are prepared to go into the attic. Let me see what's up here.
I legitimately can't believe that this is happening.
All right, there's the...
Oh, yeah, you can store shit up here.
Oh, my God. You can store so much shit up here, Andy.
And there's another ceiling above this. Oh, they have the filters. So that's the heater. That's the
heater, yeah. That's a heater.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying your heater, you don't have any heat, huh? Okay.
No. Are they working on that, or...?
Oh, that's not connected.
Like, yeah, that's not good, Kev.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know... Turn the other way.
Give me one. Can I get a slow 180? There we go. Thank you.
Oh my God. Right, I'm very scared that someone's just gonna be looking at us. That's from wires. Awesome. That's cool.
Wires.
That's
all right. Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Make sure no raccoons.
Yeah. No raccoons so far.
Old electrical stuff.
And audio listeners, I do want to apologize. It did start as a joke that Andy started drawing, and then it became an episode of we're watching. We're in Andy's attic here.
There's the real. Yeah. So I don't think there is space. I think this is just a little cutout where they added the heater. Yeah. And all the venting, and then the real attic.
But the heater ain't doing nothing. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's open. It's not like that. I mean, there's the door right there, right? No, that's metal. On the other side, was on the other side?
Yeah, that's the door, Kevin. It looks like someone was servicing this and just gave up.
Just stopped. It walked away.
Because look, that's an exposed heater, right?
That thing right there looks like it's the door to the attic.
Correct.
Yeah, the trap door.
And the other, and then on the other one on the left
is
looks
the
like
cover
it's
the
door. Yeah, exactly.
The metal, yeah. This is, I would call your landlord. I'm like, hey, what the fuck's going on with this heater? How come we can't get this shit hooked up? It looks like it's almost ready. Probably get an HVAC guy in there for like $100 and he hooked that shit up and you guys don't freeze to death, have to cuddle up to each other.
I like cuddling.
That's cool though.
Good job. All right, thanks. Good audio visual podcast here, guys. Good job.
Can't hear anything you're saying.
Okay. Well, they said they put a device up there for AT&T and I don't see it up there. That's weird.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. Really interesting. It's definitely no 18. Maybe they went in further. Did the guy go up?
I have no idea.
We don't know.
That's a good question.
Because so
I guess at the end of the day, Kevin, I guess I would want Tim's TV.
Fair enough. That's a good pick. A good pick. Thank you very much. Yeah.
While he's gone, can I tell you guys what I want from Andy?
Yeah.
His guitar. And here's why. I would secretly practice guitar and get really, really good at it and then claim that Andy's guitar gave me the spirit of Andy to be able to play guitar.
That'd be great. Would you know all the Ambolina tracks?
Of course I would, dude. I mean, I know by fucking heart right now.
Sure.
Quiz me.
Name one Ambolina track.
You name one Ambolina track.
I didn't claim to be. I knew them all.
But like, Nick, this is exactly the piano thing where like you'll do it for 2 days and then be like, pianos are hard.
I'll have the guitar behind me for a week, and then it'll disappear, and we'll all know that just didn't get D's approval. It's gone.
Andy, thank you for showing us your home.
Andy, yeah, thank you very much.
Really interesting.
That was really
good. No problem. Yeah.
You say the word too. I'll come over and check it out even further.
I figured a visual sort of thing, but again, like Greg, I just hate that you pressured me into doing that because I hate disappointing the audio listeners. I really do.
You kind of ran with it, you know. You kind of took a one-off comment in the chat and then made a 30-minute bit out of it. So it's kind of on you more than it's on me. But this leads to a good question from the one, the only, Madeline, Matt Exposure, who wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunny and says, when we are kids, we have a warped sense of what being an adult is like. What part of being an adult is the most different than what you thought it was as a kid? What part's most similar? It's a good question. Yeah, especially for coming out of Andy's deconstructed attic up there.
I never really considered being an adult when I was a kid. I know that sounds strange, but I just always used to watch the things that my parents had to do and think, gee, that looks horrible. That just looks boring. I'd go to work with my dad, and this was no disrespect to my dad or his job. He just worked in an office, and I always just thought, there's nothing fun here for me to do. I don't like this. Every once in a while, someone have candy on their desk, and I'd be like, clearly, I'm going to eat that. But for the most part, I just always thought, like, you know, I'd come home from school, my mom would be in the kitchen cooking, and I'd be like, that looks like a lot of work. You know, I appreciate it. I'm going to eat it. You're a great cook, sure. But
You worked all day on this. You could have ordered something and had it here in 30 minutes, you know?
And that was that, I think, is maybe the one where we start to get the takeaways from what our generation is now like pushing forward to the newer generations, right? Like my favorite days were like Friday pizza days, where it would be I'd get home and my mom would have slaved away all freaking week making stuff, making the lunches for me, the breakfast, the dinners for me, my brother, my dad would come home, she'd have it all there, and she would just get to that last part where she'd go, do you want to go pick up a pizza with me? Right, we never got them delivered because she was like, Elena Scarpino would be
my parents didn't do that either.
Oh yeah,
we picked damn that she's paying that $5 delivery.
That was well, you get it so much faster and hotter too. But that was like one of those things I remember growing up being like such a rarity of like when mom and dad would have some kind of adult obligation to go to at night and I was left alone. I remember ordering it and being like so psyched up that it was delivery because it was like so crazy. I'm gonna interact with a stranger who's bringing me something. I'm nothing
better. I'll never forget. I remember we would go, I would get super excited. I would always volunteer because A, I mean, I just like hanging out with my mom back in the day, and like B, she would go, we're going to order the pizza and we're going to time it so that you have like 30 minutes to spend in the Video Whiz so you can rent us some movies. And as you guys know, I was always the one that gave a shit about movies and I knew what was coming out. So I would always get the new movies, call them in beforehand, like that Friday morning, wake up, call them, go to school, whatever.
What the hell is the Video Whiz? What the hell are you talking about?
So before Blockbusters, Andy, before Hollywood Videos, before mega chains, God, Greg is dying right now. There used to be independent video stores, and our independent video store in the Canyon Crest Center in Riverside, California was called Video Whiz.
The mascot
was a wizard that was like, whoa, conjuring up a VHS tape.
Okay.
You know, they had some laser discs and some VHS tapes and stuff.
I thought, because I have Freeze Frame. We had Freeze Frame in Far Texas. I'm used to like the local video chains. I thought Video Whiz was some sort of movie phone equivalent thing where you call in to kind of call in and pre-order a rental or some shit. I see.
No, Video Whiz was my local store, and I would call in the morning to have them put aside or reserve tapes for me, and they hated me. Greg Miller from Kind of Funny.
Sorry, real quick. I just had a big sneezing fit, and so there's, you know, blood's pumping all over. Can I get a BC?
Yeah, give me a little. Okay. Yeah. I think you're good. I don't see.
Yeah, anything. I don't see anything.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. Video Villa was the one we had next to Eagle, the grocery store Eagle, and then a Super America is where I would also rent videotapes before Blockbuster came in and established its foothold. Yes, I'm sorry. There, Nick Scarpino.
Now let me ask you this question, Greg, because I feel like we have a lot of very similar experiences, given that we're kind of from the same era of living.
Sure.
Would your mom do the thing where you'd get the two pizzas, right? Because God forbid the Scarpino family only get one pizza. We're getting two to three pizzas, right? She didn't want to put them in the back of the station wagon because they'd slide around. So you'd have to hold them.
Put them in your lap. You got these little 80s shorts on. They're burning the top of your legs because these pizzas just came out of a 550-degree oven, tossed on a piece of cardboard, shoved on your legs. Yeah, I remember that, Nick. Yeah. Sitting like, and it would be that thing. It was like, you would think it was like, you know how people in movies put their hand over candles?
Yeah.
That's how you treated it. Like, you would do it, and you'd ride the lightning for as long as you could. And like, you pull it up. You're like, Jesus Christ. Mom, I'm dying.
Yeah. Can I put them on the ground? No. Why? That's where dirt goes. All right.
Yeah. Well. Like, and especially when, you know, as y'all know, I love my extra toasty pizzas. Like those fuckers sit in the oven longer than normal. And man, my lap would just be fucking red as hell when we'd get out of that car.
God, I still get excited when we get pizzas delivered because of those memories. Those are so such happy memories. And I remember I always felt like kind of not, like, I felt like pride because I would have gone out and helped bring food home for my family. And my mom would make a salad a little bit. My dad would come home from work and he'd smell the pizza and he wouldn't even bother changing. He would just like loosen the tie thing and then like, you know, tuck a napkin in and eat with us. And we'd watch whatever one of the movies is that I picked out for us that day. And my brother would be there too. Those were good memories.
It's interesting. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Andy.
Can you read the question one more time, Greg?
Sure, but I'm going to go off on this pizza thing.
Okay, that's fine.
Madeline wrote in and said, when we are kids, we have a warped sense of what being an adult is like. What part of being an adult is most different than what you thought of as a kid? Okay, what part is most similar? But to Nick's thing, Friday pizza nights are like one of my most cherished childhood memories with my parents, because especially the way it evolved over time and changed a lot. Like, I remember, you know, in grade school, it was going to downtown Glen Ellen and eating at Baroni's every Friday night. And like, you know, I think I've told these stories before of going there and you're a kid, so you finish eating early. And I would just go and be like a doorman. I would open the door for people. And I just love doing this. And like, you know, thank you. Have a nice night. Like, I work there. I didn't fucking work there. Anything like that. And like, occasionally I get a tip, no big deal. And then like, as it, you know, eventually it became, I probably, as we all got busier and had more responsibilities, it was, you know, that we'd pick up pizza and bring it home. And I remember it being Little Caesars. I remember it being Danny's, which was a long gone Glendale Heights, like, you know, strip mall pizzeria that you just picked up pies from or got delivered from or whatever. I remember sitting there watching Boy Meets World over pizza. I remember when I finally got a license, like, you know, I'd work on Friday nights. And so I try to keep the tradition alive. And like, we went to Danny's enough that I could go there and pick up a pizza and they would just put it on the board. And then when my parents came in the next week for their pizzas, they would pay for the pizza I had. That's and I awesome. Got in trouble once when there was like That's seven nice. Pizzas one time or whatever. But it was like that ridiculous thing of like that being the memory. And like, you want to talk about, you know, Nick, you talk about us being so similar growing up, right? It's probably because we both had a body shape just like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, oh God, right?
Yes.
And like, oh God, I remember yes. being, I remember, like, I think of right now when, you know, it's time to feed Portillo. At like 3:30, he'll start getting crazy because he gets a pill at 4 o'clock. But then from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock being his dinner time, he is the most annoying, energetic 16-year-old little fucker you've ever seen. And then when I'm making the food to put it down on the ground, he is running around like he hasn't done this since he was 5 years old. He's that's how I remember being in that 10 to 15 minutes where dad and mom would leave the house to go pick up the pizza and bring it back.
Yep.
Where I remember it being like pressed to the glass waiting for them to come, being so excited for it, you know what I mean, and getting it there.
Did you have the experience, and I think this goes kind of relates back to the question as well, where like, obviously, you guys know that the best pizza is Andy. It's, of course, the pepperoni pizza, right? Pepperoni diplomacy.
Mm-hmm. Pepperoni. Get out of here, Tim.
My.
Oh, by the way, Tim wanted to be here today, but he was bitten in the eyes by snakes.
Yeah, they went through the eye, came out the other hole. It's a crazy thing.
It was a ding-dong ditch. He thought it was the kids were back to, like, prank him. No, it was snakes.
My dad always liked, like, the everything pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Ding-dong had the bell peppers on it. And I remember I would be so disappointed if I didn't ration the pizza off correctly, so that when I came back later at like 10 o'clock at night, when we were still watching movies, to get the cold slice that had coagulated, if the only thing left was the bell peppers, I'd have to pick them off and eat the pizza. And then it always tastes like that. And I'll never forget the first time I willingly ordered that piece of pizza as an adult. And I was like, holy shit, I am my dad. It sounds like it would taste good right now.
There is such a moment. You're right to Madeline's question of, I remember the same thing where mom and dad, they would want an everything or a Supreme or a garbage or whatever you called it, whatever
pizza,
we
were. That's what it was called, Supreme.
Where they would get it, and have all the stuff on it. And I remember, I would always have a pepperoni. I would sometimes, when we were ordering from Danny's, it would be that I would get a large garlic pizza. That's all I wanted on it. It was great, Nick. Shut up. It was great. Thin crust, so delicious. Extra sauce too, Kevin. And it was that thing of like, nowadays, like, you know, Jen will be like, let's get pizza night or whatever. And she's like, I want a Supreme. I'm like, I do too. That sounds good. It's such a weird thing. Cause like, it's just, and that is a slice of pizza, not to offend Supreme pizza lovers, that I feel like tastes the same no matter where it comes from. No matter where it is, that is like, this is what I expected it to be. This is exactly.
My parents were big on Canadian bacon. And
my mom liked
the Canadian bacon. I hated when the Canadian bacon would encroach on the pepperoni side of the pizza. It's like, get out of here. You don't belong here. To Madeline's question, I would say that growing up, I obviously wanting to drive a car was always so exciting. And we've talked about before how you just couldn't wait to drive anywhere. And then 3 years into it and you're running errands all over the place for your mom, you're like, fuck, I hate this. You know, I guess I looked forward to the freedom a whole lot. I looked forward to having my own place and thinking that I was going to become this sort of party animal, because I was always so scared to get in trouble as a kid. And then I never, ever, doesn't matter. I never cared about wanting to go to parties or get insanely hammered or anything like that. And like, I was always worried about coming home and my dad is always up late watching TV, and I knew he would smell anything on me. Man, once I become an adult, I'm going to get my own place.
And all the time.
it just never happened. It turns out I just never even gave a shit about that. But I guess I was always. It's weird thinking back to how, like, anxiety ridden I was about a lot of stupid things, that kind of makes me look back and go, oh wow, I've had anxiety about a lot of dumb shit even as a child. Because I remember at weddings, I'd see the couple kiss. And I would go, man, one day I'm going to have to kiss somebody in front of a lot of people like this, and it's going to be really like embarrassing. It's going to like scare me. And I dreaded the day that I would ever have to get married because I didn't want to do a public kiss in front of a lot of people. And it's such a stupid, it's a thing I worried about a lot. And whenever I would be reminded of it, be like, oh God, that's going to be so scary to do so. And then you just like, who gives a shit about it? Why'd you point at yourself, Greg?
Oh, you have to kiss somebody in front of a lot of people.
Oh, I thought you were being like, me too, bro. Me too.
No, I was ready. I'll make out with anybody anywhere. I was that same way with the kid. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They call me freak on a leash. You know what they do.
But no leash. It's crazy. What's crazy to me, though, and we've talked about this a little bit before, but like, there are just those moments still where I don't feel like I'm an adult, which is crazy. Yeah,
right? Of course.
Like, we all are adults. We all are professionals. We run businesses. We have, you know, a varying degree of responsibilities. But there's still moments where I get in my car and I'm like, I can't believe I get to do this. I can't believe someone's okay with me just getting behind the wheel of a car and going, right? Yeah. Or when I go to the movies every once in a while, I'm like, fucking cool. I can just go to the movies. I don't have to ask anyone's permission. And I know that sounds crazy, but I just feel like it's the opposite, right? Where you looked at your parents and you thought, oh my God, they're such adults and they have all their shit together. But in reality, they didn't. They were just older humans that just had different life experiences and now had the responsibility of raising you. But they probably still felt like, oh my God, I'm on a river in a canoe without a fucking paddle. I don't know what the hell's going on. And I'm just trying to keep up with all this shit.
For sure, that's the answer, I think, for me personally, is the idea as when you're a kid that your mom and dad know everything. Or and if they know anything, they got a handle on everything, yada, yada, yada. And then to, you know, especially with me and Jen about to have a kid, but just in general getting older, right? I do that all the time where I'm like, all right, I'm 38. That means my mom, at when she was 38, I was 8 years old. You know what I mean? Or like, you know, dad, at 38, I would have been 6 years old for dad or something like that. And it's like, granted, now we're about to, you know, welcome our child in and all this stuff, but you know, you dial it back 5 years or whatever, or you're just at 30. And it's like, I can't imagine having a child then. And then not to imagine like, yeah, like I, you know, feel overwhelmed all the time about what the fuck is going on and what am I doing? And like, how, you know what I mean? Jen and I trying to just figure out life things and then to be here now and like, you know, have this kid coming and all these different things. It's crazy to think about like when you're a kid, you just take it for granted. And like the other thing too, is I think there'll be a longer conversation about this for sure. Once we actually have the kid and I come back in 2022 and like we talk about being a parent and all this shit. But like now that we are making this person, right? And I see it growing now week over week, you know, and I mean day over day, moment over moment kind of thing. But you know, like it's like anything else in your life that you kind of not ignore, but it's happening and that's just what it is. It's just happening, of course, blah blah blah. But you know, occasionally like when I'm holding Jen's belly or you know we're talking about it and we're, you know, we see him moving in there and stuff, it is this like at the process I'm at in the timeline, this mind boggling, completely fucking insane thing that like, you know, right now being so fresh in it, right? 9 months ago, you know, Jen crying with the pregnancy stick, happy tears, but you know, being so excited to be pregnant, right? To think about that little thing has become this fetus that's going to become this baby that is going to become a toddler, that's going to become a school, it's going to become a teenager, it's going to become like to think on that trajectory, it is ridiculous now to dial that back. And I'm still wrapping my head around it of like what it's like for my parents to see me do anything or like, you know what I mean? Like, like right now, as we're trying to figure out how to keep this kid alive and learn all these different things. But like the fact that you remember me inside when I was nothing, you remember that moment of not conception, like the act, but like, you know, like, oh my God, the realization that it was conception to have a baby and like, is this really bizarre thing where, again, I'm wrestling with it right now, but like, you know, obviously I think we've all heard the miracle of life when you know, in our years on this planet. Oh yeah, of course, having a baby is a miracle. And not being involved at all with the act of actually having a child, you're like, yeah, of course it is. Yeah, okay, cool. Like, yeah, that's a new person. That's blah, blah, blah. But you don't live with that reality of what that actually means and what that's like. And yada, yada. So like to be in the middle of it is like, holy fucking shit. I can't believe the way Jen's body has responded to like, oh, this is what I do. And this is what I'm doing. And this is what I'm making. And then let alone the way the kid is brewing and being made inside and how its body is responding to all these different stimuli and things like that. Andy.
I was thinking last night that the concept of planting a seed inside another human being and growing a human being is the most science fiction sci-fi thing of all time. And it's so weird to think like on that level. And again, I did a lot of shrooms last night. Shroom daddy over here.
Maybe I need a loft bed.
I didn't do shrooms. No, I was actually, you know what I was doing? I was recycling cardboard from my away suitcase.
I love
that.
A big ass box. And I was like, oh, you know what? The neighbors were gone all weekend downstairs. That means there's a lot of free space. Jared was like, dude, there's a lot of free space in the recycling, dude. So, hell yeah, doc. So that's what I was doing. And as I was cutting up, I was like, wow, like, just the idea of that seems like something out of a movie where we'd go, that's really creative.
I mean, that's the thing to stop and think about, right? Where, and again, like, I think, and I'm not at all trying to be on a high horse as, you know, a soon to be parent or anything. I'm just trying to say that, like, my perspective of it in the moment is so much different because obviously my friends have had kids. We know everybody's had kids. And I think it's like that thing of, and maybe it's different for you, Andy, with, you know, being an uncle. But for me with like Poe's kid or anybody else from high school or, you know, are you, you know, IGN who has a kid, it's that thing of like, oh my God, they're pregnant. That's awesome. And you kind of forget about it. And then, oh, they're gone for paternity, maternity leave. That's rad. Oh, here are some photos. Here's this thing. It's blah, blah, blah. And it's grown up. And like, even to dial it to something that obviously I haven't been around for birth, but like, you know, thinking about meeting Millie Ramsey for the first time when we went down to work at Rooster Teeth and did something versus the last time we got to hang out with her at RTX. And I was like, damn, you're like a fucking person. That's rad. Cool. You don't think about it like in terms of like, oh man, what that moment to moment day to day thing is. And so to be here and like Jen and I have this conversation often of like, we have made a person. We have made a person. Like, you know what I mean? Like this is, we are launching a person into the world that will do good, bad, whatever, but is like is a thing that now exists and will do and have experience. It's like so fucking mind-boggling to stop and think about this thing that for so long has been an idea, right? And we're what, 2 weeks away from the due date, right? It's like it's ridiculous and crazy and still gonna wrap my head around it. And so like it's weird, you know, we're talking about Madeline's question. Like you think about your parents having it all under control. You think about like, you know, I think even for me, like, you know, obviously me going to Mizzou or me leaving Missouri and coming out here, right? Like my mom was super sad about that. Happy and proud of me, obviously, but sad about that, right? And it's that thing of always like, oh, I get it. Yeah, you miss me. I'll miss you too, blah, blah, blah. And then to be here, it's like, well, fuck, you created me from nothing. You know what I mean? Like I feel like I've been me this whole time and I have, but like you remember when I was fucking nothing and your sole ownership and yada, yada, yada. Andy?
Yeah, when I think about just how, not necessarily adulthood in the grand scheme of things, but how I thought my life would go is like everybody's whose life before me came, where it's my brother gets married at 23, yep, and I'm 18, and I'm the best man at his wedding, and by the age of 26, he and his and my sister-in-law Brenda are having their kids, and it's twins, and it's like, wow, and I thought that was going to be me. And then to look around and have the majority of my friend group not be that. Like, sure, I've had kids that, or I have kids. I've had friends that have kids, but the majority of my friend group and the majority of people my age, I feel, still don't have kids. And I look around and that seems to be pretty common amongst a lot of people in my age group. And I just would have never thought that. I thought by the age of 27, I would have had a kid by now with a wife living somewhere and whatever the hell my career would be. But it's just so wild to think that, again, not that this is what adulthood is, but just what I thought my life was going to be based on what happened before that. And I just love when those memes pass by of, it's a meme that you've seen often, but night I saw a TikTok that reminded me of it where a guy was like, my parents at age 26, and he was like, honey, I think it's time for us to have a kid and buy a house. And then he was like, me at age 26. And he goes, you know, if I fall asleep early, I won't have to buy dinner.
Such a good TikTok.
That is great. No, but I mean, that's the thing too, is like, I mean, that absolutely, Andy. And like, I had a lot of friends that had that exact same experience, right? Where people got married early. So a lot of them got divorced, which was crazy. And I just remember thinking like, I'm going to take my time with life, especially in my 20s, because I had seen my parents not struggle, but I'd seen them sort of go through that. You know, they come from the generation where in order to leave the house, they had to get married. So that was just so wild to me. And you know, they had conversations where they're like, you know, you don't have to do that. Like, you get the opportunity to now go to college or do what you want to do with your life and spend some time investing in yourself. You don't have to be like, they never put that on me to have that old school mentality of like, you know, being chaste and still until I got married. My parents were always a lot more progressive than that. And so I think that I had that sort of opposite reaction to what their parents put on them, where I was like, oh, cool, then I'm just going to take my time. And I didn't end up getting married until I was 32, which, you know, like, I don't know, Greg, I don't know when your mom had you or what age she was at, but 30. it was 30. Yeah. So that was, I think that's right around the age my mom had me, but I'm the second. I think my brother was around 25 when they were 25, which just sounds crazy to me.
Right.
Crazy,
yeah, totally. Totally.
Like, I got the job at IGN. My life didn't start really until I turned 25. I started at IGN in 2005, and I was struggling for a few years to make ends meet there, like shooting wedding videos and shooting like whatever the heck I can get my hands on to edit just to be able to pay rent month to month. And so the thought of like having all of that just
and
responsibility thrown on your shoulders and you have children is just, it's crazily, like, it's just, it feel, it almost feels like overwhelming just to think about it, you know?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And like, that's, I think, you know, the Madeline's question and the answer, right? Of just like thinking that they had it all together and knew what was going on, right? And like, you know, thinking then also like of like, and I, not to be weird or grotesque or whatever, but like, you know, like think about yourself right now, listener. And then obviously I'm thinking about myself as just, you know, this 38-year-old who is like, yeah, has these hot ups, these downs, you know what I mean? You're angry, you're happy or whatever. You're all these, you're a plethora of emotions and needs and desires, right? And the fact that like when you're a kid, you're just not, you don't have empathy and you don't have that experience. So you don't know that your parents have that, right? My parents were either angry or happy. And that was the thing. I never thought about like what they were sacrificing to spend all the time with me or do this thing or like what they would have rather been doing. And I'm sure obviously they loved me and wanted to be with me and do all the stuff with me. So it was like whatever. But like it's so crazy now to be like compartmentalizing all that stuff and thinking about that. And obviously the fact that I'm so excited to do everything with this kid when he gets here. Andy?
Yeah, dude. Like speaking of kind of thinking about how your parents are thinking and how what sort of frame of mind they're in. And I never thought that I would have to reach a point where like I am consoling my dad, because my my grandmother at this point is so far gone with dementia. This started like I remember in December 2019, before quarantine began, I had last seen her, and it was getting there, right? The process was like, you know, she was mentioning, are you still playing guitar, mijo? And it's like, she still thinks that like I'm like in a band, and I would just play along with it or whatever. But she still knew who I was, you know. And when I went back to visit over in what was that, July, I believe, it's like she's a different human being now. Like it over quarantine, it just, she fast forwarded into being somebody that doesn't know who I am and might say a couple of words that are reminiscent to something that happened a long time ago, but she's a different human being. So having to console my dad about that. And now recently my grandfather is dealing with like a lot of kidney and liver issues, but it's weird, 'cause he's like, he's always been active and he's like a really healthy old dude. And he's always like cutting the grass and running around and shit like that. But recently he's been, he had a procedure that was like one of those, all right, well, if we put you under for this, there's like a 40% chance you're gonna come out alive. It was one of those that he was like, I gotta do this, like, sure, you know, let's do this. And so I never thought I'd have to be in a point where I am consoling my dad about his parents and having to kind of talk to him and get his mind off of things, because he's getting to that point where it's it's sad to see my dad be in a place that he probably thought would never ever be here, where his parents are like slowly on the fringes of being gone. And it's such a weird kind of experience to call him and have him like sense and understand that the end is like right there. And it's bizarre. It's really weird to think about, and to think that I'll be there in fucking 30 years or whatever, you know, like,
right.
It's just really sad to think about.
I mean, I think about that sometimes too, because I'm not having kids. So it's one of those, like, we get the reality of what happens when I turn 70 or 80, and there's just
small that. Greg will put you in a home. Small Greg will take care of you.
Small, you think Small Greg will?
Yeah, of course. Uncle Mickey,
think
his favorite uncle.
Want to do that?
Wait, Greg, did your mic just get a lot louder?
No, it sounds fine.
Did it? I don't know.
No, it sounds good to me.
Okay.
I haven't touched anything. I can't hear it. So if
Nick will get a. You think I'll have a new PC by then, Nick?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'll have an 1190 or whatever it is. Whatever PC, whatever graphics card Tim has in his machine, for sure I'll have the one slightly better for way more.
Is that what you're taking when? Oh, okay, I see. You're gonna have the better one. I was gonna say when Tim passes, that's what you're gonna take.
Oh man, maybe I'll take his machine and use it as a footstool.
You got him. You fucking got him. I love it. Yeah, no, that's, you know, that's the weird thing of meeting your parents, not as equals, I guess, but as adults and having those moments. You know what I mean? And like, you know, you bringing up, you know, death and stuff like that. Like, I remember as a kid when my grandfather on my mom's side died. Obviously, my mom was devastated, as you'd expect or whatever. But, you know, number one crane operator, Greg Miller, you know, the manly construction man, right? Like, obviously, he was sad as well, right? Whatever. But I remember him holding it together and totally being, you know, my dad, right? Or whatever. And then on the procession out, funeral was done, right? And we're walking behind the casket out. I remember him grabbing my shoulder and just breaking down. And I remember we're walking. I looked up and I'm tearing up right now. Talking about, I remember, like, the panic of it, you know what I mean? And not the I can't believe my dad, this man is crying, like, not that at all. It's the fact that I'd never seen my father cry, and that's when I knew, holy shit, this is bad, you know what I mean? Of like, it, like, that was fucking on another level.
Did you think about whispering into his ear, I don't know what to do now?
I thought about nothing at that moment except pure white panic of
what. No, I remember the same thing. My dad's one of those guys that just does not show emotions. He's always so even keel, with the exception of, like, occasionally he gets angry or frustrated, but he is not a guy that's in touch with his, you know, emotional side. And I'll never forget, I think the only time I've ever seen him cry was when my grandmother passed, when his mother died, and he cried, and I was like, that is something that is, it cuts to you. And it also is like, wow, there's some layers to pull back there, where we grew up with dads that just never cry.
Oh my God, don't even start on that part of it. Yeah, for sure. And I think, like, that's the, again, like, you, you know, you use my dad since he doesn't listen to this podcast. It's easy. Like, I'm a kid. So it's like, I don't know how to do anything there. Then when my mom and dad split up, I was a freshman in college, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so I mean, like, you're an adult, but I'm not a fucking adult. I have blue hair. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. You know what I mean? And so that was like a weird line of walking. And not to mention, like, I'm not going to be their confidant. You know what I mean? Like, I can't be their friend in this, you know, breakup they're going through or whatever. And then, you know, my dad fairly recently, in like last 5 years, you know, broke up again with his former wife, his ex-wife. And that was the first time where it was like, meet as equals kind of thing. Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean it like some weird machismo, right, way. Cool, I mean, club. Like, oh, I'm an adult. No. You're an adult. I've been through multiple breakups. I've been divorced.
Be like a couple of divorcees, huh? You
know? Yeah, exactly. Let's get wild in the town. You know what I mean? Yeah. But they'd be able to talk to him on that and, like, actually talk to him about his feelings and what was going on and be that, like, shoulder, not to cry on, but to, like, vent to or talk about things or work through, like, how to get the cable working problems. You know what I mean? Of all this shit of like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, that's great. I mean, and I'm sure, like, for sure, so many people, that's second nature, right? Like, I'm sure you have similar relationships to some extent with your parents, but it's that weird thing. Remember, of like, you know, I moved away at 18 and never came back. So like, when I see my dad, like, my cousins put up photos, and God bless my cousins, you know, who are, you know, the two of them Julie and Jody, who we've called in on this show before, right? Are surrogate sisters, right? In terms of like, their relationship to my father. I know them and I can open up to them, but I'm not like super close to them. I don't mean it. But I mean, like, when they put up photos and the way they've, you know, my dad hangs out with them as if he, you know, his brother obviously was their father. He's, that brother's passed away. Dad kind of stepped in there as surrogate grandfather and, like, you know, be around for the family kind of thing. But anyways, the point I was driving is when they put up photos from like Sunday brunches, or they'll, you know, send me something from them hanging out or whatever. Like, I look at that and I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And I'm also like, that is so foreign. That is such a, that is such a weird another world to me. Of like, that's never been my experience, right? Like, I've never had that. I'm sure so many people listening, I shouldn't say so many, but I'm a lot.
That probably, is not my life. Yeah.
You live 10 minutes away, 15 minutes away, 20 minutes away from your folks. You pop over to help with the garbage cans or whatever, or all the shit I saw my dad do for his mom, right? Yeah. Or my mom do for her folks. Like, the stuff when they all in the same neighborhood and they did the same thing and yada, yada, yada. And the fact that I look at that, it's just like, wow. That's crazy of like, you guys still have that experience and still have that family that way. Family is such a different thing to me because, of course, I've been gone for 20 years, which is ridiculous to say.
When I remember when we went to, I'm sorry, go ahead, Andy.
I was going to say, when I lived in Austin, I was, I, I would drive home often, not because I could afford it, but because my parents would say, we'll pay for the gas money. Just come down here, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was back home, I'd say maybe once a month or something like that. And then obviously extended stays during Christmas or whatever. So like all of that was such a constant in my life, except for once I started kind of working in retail, that's where all of that got fucked up. But they would drive up to Austin because we have a lot of family there. And Lord knows Best Buy was not going to let me leave during Black Friday or during the holiday rush. And so that was always kind of my life stayed in Austin during those holidays. But yeah, I totally know what you mean, Greg, like just seeing people post. And that's one reason why I don't love looking at Facebook and just seeing like, all these like get togethers. It's like, oh, weird. Like that is a weird part of my life that just isn't really a thing for me anymore. And it's bizarre to kind of see how people's lives have totally taken different directions. And oh, wow, that she's got a boyfriend now. Interesting. OK, weird. You know, my aunt's dating somebody now. All right, cool. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's crazy for me too, though, because I never thought, like, I never had the inclination to want to leave and go far from my family. Like, I love my family. They're genuinely great people. And I always just sort of thought, like, yeah, I grew up in Southern California, and I want a career in entertainment. So, of course, I'll just probably, the farthest I ever thought I'd go was L.A., which is only, at any given point, a couple hours away from my, you know, my furthest family member. And so to be up here and like my brother, you know, had my parents over to his place for a barbecue to celebrate, you know, his mother-in-law's birthday. So they all just impromptu. He was like, come on over, I'll make some dinner. And I'm like, that would be such an undertaking for me to make it to this. I mean, that would involve me booking a plane ticket and like having to go there. It's just wild to think that I don't have that opportunity anymore to have that level of closeness with my family.
Yeah. It's a life.
This episode went dark, man.
Not dark, just serious. I think.
Real. It got real. Yeah, I was showing you my fucking room layout. Sorry, audio listeners, again.
I want to know, the real question is, where does Andy keep all those 1980 porn mags? You know, all those cool spank mags.
They're up there.
Too far?
They're up in the attic.
Was that a blowy moment? Where that came from.
I was just trying to lighten the mood with a...
Yeah, I was like, Nick, I know exactly where it came from. It got super real about a porn mag.
What's up?
Do you ever, Nick, this is a question for you too, I guess, but like, do you ever think that'll draw you back? Like, do you think we're all out here chasing that neon rainbow, right? We're out here living a honky tonk dream. We're out here trying to, you know, do this.
Give me one more.
No, that was those are the quotes.
Chasing that neon rainbow.
Andy, were you confused? I don't know what a honky tonk dream is.
You're trying to get that golden retriever
we're trying to trim a tree. I'm like, okay.
You're looking for that lemon iced tea.
Andy, I'm starting with you. Do you see that, like, you know, you're talking about not wanting to look at Facebook or something. Do you see that eventually being a thing that'll pull you back to Texas? Like, you think you'll, like, I don't know. Is there an expiration date on, hey, I've done this internet stuff long enough, or I've established myself long enough that I can stream from home or whatever, or stream from Texas or whatever?
I mean, it all depends on what my living situation is. Like, sure. I obviously, pie in the sky goal. We get incredibly famous. I retire at the age of 40.
Sure.
You know, I might pop in every once in a while and the crowd goes wild, right? The crowd goes crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Greg and Paula are hosting the morning show and you just pop in. They're like, oh, man.
No, I honestly don't ever see moving back home, like to the Rio Grande Valley, at least. I think maybe Austin the furthest or whatever. But whenever I go back there, it's really just the people that keep me wanting to be there, but there's nothing else really there that interests me, and nothing right now at this point in my career that could further my drive. You know, I would probably get lethargic and then just not want to do anything.
Sure. What about you, Nick?
No, I kind of look at it like it's on me to restoke that relationship. And I think that a lot of the pandemic has really put that in perspective for me, because I think, you know, going off what we were talking about, like, we are adults and that's a two-way street. So if you want to have these relationships, you have to put the effort in. And so I was getting better at going down there more often, because for me, it's easier, right? Like, Greg, you're from Chicago, so it's a little bit harder to get out there. And now that you got the kid, it's going to be way harder. But for me, it's
That's my excuse to bring them here, though.
And that's perfect. And that's great. But my parents, you know, my 70-year-old parents, candidly, coming into San Francisco, it's kind of overwhelming for them, and they don't really enjoy the experience. And they voice that to me in a positive way, and I totally hear that. And so I have to take the responsibility of being an adult and get my butt down there once a month. And it's not that expensive. I mean, I can get a Southwest flight for like $1.50 to get down there. I pack a backpack. I can stay with my brother. I can stay with my parents. There's no real reason. And my, you know, Dee doesn't care if I'm gone for a weekend here and there. In fact, I'm sure she's, it's nice for her to have the place for herself. And yeah, you know, it's good. It's good to have a little space. And so I've kind of vowed in my brain after, when everything is, you know, up and running and in the new year, and hopefully we've got the studio going and everyone's, you know, the variants, whatever variants are there are not as intimidating as they are, that I'd like to go down there more often, maybe once a month. Just make
sure that, I mean, that's, you know? I felt like we were, I was trying to get on a good track of that too. Yeah. But like, yeah, obviously COVID screwed everything up. And now it's like with the kid coming, I feel like it's kind of inversing where it's like now again, I joked around, but I am more about bringing people out here.
Yeah.
And it does become that thing of like, you know, man, it'd be awesome if I could one day when they all retire, if they wanted to come here and not have to deal with the snow or the intense heat most of the time.
I know. Well, that's the thing I do think about most, though, is that my parents are, they're fine. They're great. They're in good health, thank God. But, you know, what happens when they're 85, 90? And like, sure. how is that going to work with me? Thankfully, my brother still lives like really close to him. But how's that going to work with me, you know, being up here? I'm going to have to take some of the responsibility of that. I should. So I think about that. But
dude, like, yeah,
like any good child, I'm just going to put that off until I absolutely have to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, exactly. The amount of drama in my family right now about on my dad's side, just kind of like, you need to take responsibility because mom cannot be it. When my grandma was getting really, really sick and was showing more and more signs, and to the point where my grandma would leave the house in the middle of the night and just walk in the neighborhood because she's so far gone, you know. Yeah. And my neighbor, that my grandparents' neighbors would be like, hey, Celia was out here last night, like what is she okay? And that's when it was like, you need to get her out of that house because like dad can't really take my, you know, this is my dad and his brothers and sisters talking, like, we need to get her out of that house because grandpa can't really take care of it. And then a lot of the kind of inner struggle of who's taking lead on this, who's taking lead on this, mm-hmm. what about the bank account that she had with that, what about that, like all that just seems so goddamn stressful. And I'm so glad I don't have to deal with any of it. And when I eventually do, I mean, the idea is just me and my brother. It's whatever. It's two people. But like, it just seems like, right, like when you have that many siblings, Nick, I get really anxious about the idea of having to deal with those responsibilities and kind of
tough.
The finality tough. Of those decision making, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's back to the same thing of like, you know, I remember, you know, watching my parents, you know, my dad with his mom and then my mom, and obviously my dad was helpful with all of this too, with my mom, but anyways, the mom and dad, grandpa and grandpa Kennedy, and then you know, grandma Miller, whatever. And yeah, getting to those moments, right, and having those like, all right, cool, you're old and we're doing this and these giant decisions, and where's Poppy gonna live, and yada, and like all these things that like they were bouncing around between, you know, their siblings, right? And then for me, it's just me. And you know, it's like, oh man, it's interesting of like to think about that one day. Yeah, I'm gonna have to worry about all that in a very, very real way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's your podcast. Sorry, everybody. Podcast.
I like
it's that. It's not. I mean, we're allowed to be real. This show's real all the time. Not all the time. But a lot of times.
Audio listeners, this last 40 minutes is to make up for all the other stuff. I'm really audio listeners. Trust us.
No, Andy. This last 40 minutes is to make up for the fact that we were like, is a grape a berry? And we tried to figure that out for 25 minutes on last week's podcast.
Turns out it was.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes three best friends gather on this table, each coming to bullshit about whatever it is they want to bullshit about. Sometimes it's serious. If you like that, you should come be with us on patreon.com/kindoffunny. On patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can write in with your questions, your comments, your concerns, your topics, just like Madeline did today for this very, very special episode. Of course, on Patreon, you can also get the show ad-free and with the post-show we're about to do. Of course, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can support us by using the Epic creator code KINDOFFUNNY, all one word, on the Epic Game Store, Fortnite, and Rocket League. Of course, meaning that you don't need to be playing on PC like some dork. You can get it on those other machines. Of course, you can get this podcast on youtube.com/KINDOFFUNNY, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week, twice a week. Right now, we got a post show to do. But until next time, no, it's been our pleasure to serve you.